We're going to be talking to Abby from the Film Festival. Get the lowdown on what that's all about. But right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he'll fly to El Salvador today to try to get an update on Kilmar Abrego Garcia's condition as he sits in prison there after he was mistakenly deported. A court admonished Trump administration officials for doing, quote, nothing to bring him home.
This is still a win and this is still progress in the case. We're not done yet, though.
A federal judge is asking for records and testimony under oath to see if the Trump administration followed her order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S. Rena Gandhi is one of his attorneys.
The government has many times before facilitated the return of foreign nationals, U.S. citizens, legal permanent residents from abroad.
The government, though, says it doesn't have the authority to get him back. Scott Gelman for CBS News, Washington.
The CIA says the director's messages in that controversial Signal chat have been deleted. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe was one of several top officials in that chat about plans to strike Houthi rebels in Yemen. The editor-in-chief of The Atlantic was mistakenly added to the chat. The watchdog group American Oversight had sued to preserve the messages, claiming they were federal records, and a judge ordered they be saved.
Sources tell CBS News a person in custody in a shooting that wounded four students at a high school is a 17-year-old student who's turned himself in. School Superintendent Stephanie Elisa.
Begin to imagine, as a parent myself, I'm trying to in those shoes.
No word on the motive. Brits are weighing in after the UK's Supreme Court ruled today the legal definition of a woman is a person who was born a biological female.
It's not about hatred for another community. It's just about saying that there are differences, and biology is one of those differences, and we just need protections based on that.
By the AP finds more of us are encountering very long waits to be seen at hospital ERs. Dr. Allison Haddock, president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
Our healthcare system just needs to operate on more of a 24/7 basis. Right now, if you look at the healthcare system, if you look at where you can see a doctor, one of the only places where that happens, 24/7, 365, is in the emergency department.
Nearly 84 years after President Franklin D. Roosevelt gave his speech to a joint session of Congress.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
We've gotten word the oldest known survivor of Pearl died. 106-year-old Vaughn Drake Jr. from Kentucky earned the Special Medal and the World War II Victory Medal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need from parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on and is brought to you hourly by Conventional Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 2-3-1-6-8.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. From the 7th is the president. Maurice Horton was city council president last night by a narrow 8-7 vote. Mac almost. Horton, who has council for 7 years, quickly appointed members. That's a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. Four new alderpersons were also sworn in during the meeting. If you missed it, you could watch it right now on the City of Racine's YouTube page. Watching weather storms is the focus of a free program tomorrow. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will host their free storm spotter training tomorrow from 6 to 8. It'll be held at the Gateway Racine campus. The session will teach on how to recognize severe weather and report it to the National Weather Service. Organizers say the training is a great way for people to help keep their communities safe during storms. Earlier in the week, the Racine Common Council approved an agreement with a company to use their software to create a new tool for the city. It's a searchable database containing information on residential rental properties. The goal is to improve access to information about rental housing within the city. And there's some new money available for Racine students heading to college. Find out where it's coming from and how you might be able to get it online. Story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Yeah. News on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-68 to get started today.
The Brewers blanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers last night 5-0, snapping a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Brewers starter Quinn Priester asked if he knew he had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning.
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over. Unfortunately, didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Oh, I checked my Facebook this week, and I had a friend request, and I was like, still got it. So I clicked on it, and it was a cat. And my real thought, I'm not even kidding, was, I don't know this cat. I was suspicious, because I didn't recognize. So I went through its pictures to see if I recognized any cats it was hanging out with. And I didn't, so I looked in the mutual friends section. My sister was in it. I'm like, this cat knows my sister. It was my sister's cat. My sister started a profile for her cat, Ema, and then tried to friend me with it. So 3 days later, after I ignore it, she calls me from work. My sister works at an investment bank in San Francisco in a high-rise with a desk and a phone and a pantsuit. And she called me, and she was like, why won't you add Ema on Facebook? And I was like, because I'm an adult and I have things to do? I don't, but I'm not doing that.
And let's say good morning to Abby Esterline from the Milwaukee Film Festival. She's the program coordinator for this year's film festival. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
My life revolves around movies. It just does. I can't help it. It always did since I'm a little kid. Did you grow up loving movies?
I did. I used to have a movie night with my family almost every single week, and my siblings and I would watch as many movies as we could on the weekends. I have a lot of really great memories of picking out movies at Blockbuster and running home with them to be able to spend time either with my siblings or with my whole family to watch them.
Not stealing them. You mean paying to rent them and then leaving, right?
Of course.
Okay. Yes. Just the way you sound, it sounded like you put them under your coat and ran out with them. Okay. I have a superpower. A lot of people don't know this, but my superpower is I can remember every single movie I've seen since the early, back to the late 50s, every movie I've seen and the theater or drive-in I've seen it at. Every single movie. I can tell you. If you name the movie, I'll tell you if I've seen it and tell you where I've seen it. It's just a superpower I have. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's better than anything those Marvel characters have. All right, the Milwaukee Film Festival. For people that don't know, give a little background on it if you can.
Yeah, so the Milwaukee Film Festival happens every spring. It happens this year at the Oriental Theater and the Downer Theaters. We play movies from all over the world. We play short films, documentaries, fiction, everything in and it is for 15 days from April 24th through May 8th.
Now, for people that don't know and they haven't been downtown on the east side of Milwaukee, the Oriental Theater is one of the original movie palaces in this country. It is just a knockout. If you want to see the way movies were seen in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, go to the Oriental Theater. They've just maintained that full aura of old movie palaces. I love theater, and it's still thriving, which is good because a lot of the old movie palaces are not. Why did we pick the Oriental and the Downer? Any particular reason, or just because they're there?
Because we operate them year round.
Okay.
We operate the Oriental and the Downer as year round cinemas through the entire year, so it makes it really easy for us to utilize them during the festival.
Okay, so you are the program coordinator, so you have the power. You are the power broker. You get to pick the films that will be shown the entire film festival. How do you do that? How do you pick it? There's millions of movies out there. How do you know what to pick?
A lot of different things go into it. It is a lot of fun to be able to watch so many different movies to decide what goes into the festival. I think this year I watched somewhere in the realm of like 200 for consideration. You include short films. So it is a really cool experience, and something that I look for, I do a lot of the programming for Sound Vision, which is the music documentaries. So it does help to narrow it down if you're not looking at, you know, every single movie that's on the festival circuit. But I'm looking at the music documentaries, and I like to find stories about people whose stories you may not have heard before, but names you recognize, or to cover different genres of music when I'm doing Sound Vision. I also help program for Cream City Cinema, which is the local films. So we want to try to support as many local filmmakers as we can, and through these films and these screenings, trying to find different stories being told about things going on locally, as well as supporting the work of fiction filmmakers locally. So it is a lot of, it kind of depends on the year, but like this year, we were looking at a lot of different documentaries and just looking at, you know, the importance and the timeliness of all these different stories being told.
A local filmmaker is actually on the air with us every day. He works for Civic Media, our company. His name is Pete Schwaba. He made a movie a couple of years ago about, I think it's the King of Green Bay. I'm trying to remember the name of the film now. And he'll be on in just a few seconds here with his update, his entertainment update. But he's a local filmmaker, lives up in Green Bay. And there are a lot of them out there. As a matter of fact, I got to tell people, just because you never heard of a film before doesn't mean it's not going to become your favorite. Case in point, the Academy Awards a couple of years ago chose Nomadland as its best picture of the year. And I said to my wife, did you ever hear of this movie? No. Well, let's take a look. It's one of our favorites now. We watched it at least three or four times. And it won with Frances McDormand. I don't know if she won the best actress. She may have for Nomadland. But it's not one of our favorites. And we never heard of it before it won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Same with this year's Anora. Never heard of it before. But we're going to see it because you never know. Somebody picked it as Best Picture of the Year. So a lot of these films that people never heard of, it might become their favorites, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I, speaking of Anora, it was a movie that I was invited to watch for work, and I also hadn't heard of it, and I fell in love with it the first time I watched it. And as I'm programming for the festival, I end up watching a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily watch on my own, but there are definitely things that have become some of my favorite films and that I get really excited to bring to the audiences in Milwaukee, because I know that they're films they wouldn't have access to if we weren't playing them at the film festival. We always encourage people to go to films that they maybe wouldn't think about going to right away, or maybe that don't sound like, oh, I have to go see that right this second. You know, we have some of those bigger blockbusters, but it is, there's a lot of really great hidden gems in the program.
Did you ever see Nomadland?
I did. I loved it.
Isn't that, it, for people that don't know, you got to watch this movie. It's about people, and this is true, people that live in their campers and cars and just travel America. They have no homes. This is just way that, the way they live. They just travel, and they wind up in groups. They pull their trailers together or their you know, vans, and that's just the way they live. And it's a story about one lady who loses her job, and this is her lifestyle now. It's an amazing movie. Of course, you have to have a good director. Script and you have a good actor to make it worthwhile. Now, here's the problem. Great movie out, one that you can't over. It's just so bad. You've said it before, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Siskel and Ebert, the great reviewers for the Chicago newspapers, I interviewed once. One of the interviewers said, I'd love to have your job watching movies all day. He said, yes, but how about sitting through 6 hours of bad movies every week where you can't leave the theater? You just got to sit there and watch the screen, and it's really bad. So sometimes they're not so good, but I assume you pick out what you feel will be crowd favorites, right?
Yeah, we definitely try to weed out any of those ones that we think won't have that we hope the audience will be thinking the whole time. I hope the movie doesn't end.
Yeah. Hold on a second. We're talking to Abby Esterline. Abby is the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Film Festival. It runs through April 24th through May 8th, is it? I think May 8th. And you can get tickets. We're going to tell you how to get the tickets in just a minute. Don't worry. We're going to get to all that. Get to their website, which is mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. All the information's on there. And I'm happy to say that Civic Media and WRJN, one of the media sponsors for the Milwaukee Film Festival this year. Abby, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We got more to come. 716 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Speaking of filmmakers.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
718 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Abby Esterline is here. She's the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to the Oriental and Downer Theaters on the east side of Milwaukee. And that will be April 24th through May 8th. How do you get tickets? I want to go to the movies. How do I get them?
So you can go to mkefilm.org/MFF, and that'll take you to kind of the Milwaukee Film Festival homepage. Tickets go on to public today online. It will be available in the box office later this week, the in-person Oriental Theater. The entire lineup is available on our.
Now, the Downer is also an historic theater. Don't get. But just that look when you get inside the Oriental Theater. Oh, I movies there. My son is an actor. He did, you know, not full time. He did. And one of his movies premiered at the Oriental Theater. So we went there for the big premiere. And they had three movies on the marquee. Jake's How To, which was his film. They had the street movie. Oh, I forget what the movie was she was in. It was Mamma Mia. All three were on the marquee. So his film was in the main auditorium, the big one. And after it was over, They were taking down the letters on the marquee, and he looks up, he says, up one day, down the next. That's show business. That is so true. But yeah, it was great to see his movie on the big screen at the Oriental. I loved it. Okay, so could you give us some of the hot titles to look out for at the film festival this year?
Yeah, definitely. One of the ones I would definitely recommend checking out would be our opening night film, Sally. It's about the astronaut Sally Ride. You learn a lot about her journey to becoming an astronaut, as well as a lot of her life that was never seen or known until after she died. The filmmaker is a local Milwaukee filmmaker, Christina Costantini. She will be in attendance, as well as Sally Ride's life partner. So that'll be a really great screening. So that's opening night on April 24th. We also have a couple really great local films. One film is called Cycle. It's about the police killing of Tyrese West in Racine. So it's a really powerful story that goes through everything that has happened since that day, as well as how it kind of has rippled out nationally and how these different things have impacted different corners of the world from right here in the Milwaukee area. Also films like one of the SoundVision films that I mentioned, SoundVision being our music documentaries that I mentioned earlier. One of my favorite films that is in that program this year is called Janice Ian Breaking Silence. It's about Janice Ian. And one thing that I love about that movie is that if you saw movies like A Complete Unknown, a lot of the people that are featured in that movie are also kind of main players in Janice Ian's story. Janice Ian existed in kind of the background of the Bob Dylan universe. She was a lot younger than a lot of the other people at the time. And so you see there are interviews with people like Joan Baez, and you hear a lot about how kind of the music industry has changed and shaped and how the culture around it has changed. And it was a really, really fascinating documentary and one of my favorites that I watched this year while programming.
Big hit song from Janice Ian at 17. I remember playing it on the radio when it came out at 17. She had a lot of good songs, but that was her big top 10 hit at 17. What else? You got any others you want to talk about?
There's a bunch of really great, another local film that I'm really excited about is called All That Glitters. It is a fiction film that by UWM to it. And so it is not only by a Milwaukee area filmmaker, but also with an entire Milwaukee crew. And a bunch of the filmmakers are going to be in attendance at all three of those Q&As. Something that's really fun about the local that there's always somebody there from the film team who will be there to do the Q&As, as well as with our short films, we have the local shorts programs. We'll have each short will be followed by a Q&A from one of the filmmakers as well.
One day, this is on I think Memorial Day weekend back in the 80s. I was working at a radio station at 7th Wisconsin Avenue. And it was a holiday, and I noticed the library across the street, the Milwaukee Public Library, had the windows blacked out. I said, well, that's interesting. Then I saw, like, lightning flashes in there. And I said, what the heck is going on? After I got off the air, I walked over there, and they were filming a movie inside the library, and they used the lobby as a bank, and they were filming the movie Dillinger inside the public library. You never know where you're going to run into a movie being filmed. And I got one other story for you. So I'm sitting at Central Park West of Manhattan by Columbus Circle, and I see a banner across Columbus Circle saying Palantine for president. It was 1975, and I figured, oh, well, the guy's running for president. I see cameras all over the place. They're filming a political commercial for him. About 7 months later, 6 months later, I'm watching TV, and they're reviewing a movie, and I see Palantine for president. I said, wait a second. I know I've seen that somewhere before. I can't put my finger on it. Where did I see that? When I was sitting there at Central Park West, they were filming the movie Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro. And, of course, he wasn't a big star at the time. With Martin Scorsese there and everything, I was standing right next to the guy. I didn't even recognize him. But, yeah, so you never know where you're going to see a movie being filmed. So that's kind of fun. You ever see a movie filmed before?
Well, I haven't run into one like in the wild, so to speak. but I did. I did go to film school, so I've been on a couple of smaller film sets. Both having the opportunity to see different of being made.
He's driving around Manhattan, and traffic is there, especially when they close down streets on the east side. And all this big fake about 6 or 8 feet in the air, like, and he said, huh, they must be filming something. So when he got, he said, what are they doing? He said, they're filming a movie. It's called Ghostbusters. They're causing traffic jams all over the place. You never know. Right, in the wild. You never know where you're going to run into it. All right, quick review here. The Milwaukee Film Festival. I'm with the dates. I want the location and how to get tickets.
Yeah, so the Milwaukee Film Festival, April 24th, and it runs through May 8th. There'll be movies every single day. It'll be held at the Oriental and the Downer Theater on Milwaukee's east side. And you can get tickets at mkefilm.org/MFF.
Yeah, we're going to give that all throughout your film festival. We'll be giving that information out because I want it to be a great success. And I love movies. I love films, especially films you never heard of before. It's just fantastic to a new film, and you never know when it's going to become your favorite. Milwaukee Film Festival. 4th through May 8th at the Oriental and Downer Theaters, and we're going to give some tickets as well. Can't wait to see them.
Thank you.
All right, Abby. Abby Esterline, she is the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Film Festival. Hey, thanks for waking up early with me this morning. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye, Abby. All right, Abby Esterline, thank you very much for joining us. 7:26 at WRJN, time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. The perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. 52. Emerson Army was over, and he returned at stateside to his old job at the J. Rudolph Company, framing women's handbags. Metal frames to purses, $1 an hour. One Sunday at church, Emerson got to talking with an old friend who was also a supervisor at Binney and Smith. The friend said, look, Emerson, you've got a family to support on $1 an hour. Let me see if I can't get you a job at my company for more money. And that's how 24-year-old Emerson Mosier went to work for Binney and Smith as a floor boy in the packing department. Since his new job required him to load heavy boxes onto a conveyor belt for shipping, he would need a physical examination before he started. So Emerson went to the office of Dr. Wetmore, the Binney and Smith company physician. Dr. Wetmore's exam was more or less routine, but it included some tests not required by the firm. And when the results were in, the physician called Emerson back to his office. There was bad news. And this is the rest of the story. Emerson Mosier just sat there in Dr. Westmore's examining room silent for a moment. And then referring to the doctor's diagnosis, he said, does the company have to know? The physician hesitated and then answered that no. No, the firm did not obligate him to reveal the outcome of that one particular test. Emerson said, good, and that's the way it would be. He reported for work in the packing department, and he did his job well for 13 months. All along, there were job layoffs with seniority the criterion, and yet so punctual and agreeable and reliable and industrious was Emerson Mosier that Binney and Smith kept him on the job. Then one day, the front office decided to reward this valuable employee with a promotion. The company manufactured crayons, you see, and a position called for Mix Man. And that's the fellow who mixes the crayon colors and keeps a steady supply coming for the men who pour the molten wax into the crayon molds. And, of course, there would be an increase in pay. So Emerson jumped at the job, and he remained at that position. Even though other positions, better-paying positions, were offered him through the years. 5 years became 10. 10 years became 20, and 20 became 30. And finally, last year, 1990. After 35 years of distinguished service at Binning & Smith, after making an estimated 1.4 billion crayons, Emerson Mosier, age 63, retired. Well, the company made a fuss over him. Emerson's retirement from the world's most colorful job became an international news story. And only now has he revealed to you and me the diagnosis of the company doctor. You remember 3.5 decades ago when he was taking his first physical examination at Binney and Smith? Remember the doctor found something wrong with him which the doctor promised never to tell? The results of that one medical test, according to the company's own regulations, did not have to be made public. And so, nobody ever knew until now that way back then, Binney & Smith, the Crayola company, hired a man for its job as top crayon maker, who was Emerson Mosier, who was colorblind. And now you know the rest of the story.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 7:31. Let's check news of the morning. Once again, here's
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Models. In one of the biggest changeovers in years, Racine's Common Council welcomed 10 new alders last night. The impact of the election earlier this month resulted in 4 sitting alders moving out of their seats and 1 incumbent barely holding on to her position. Another new member was appointed to fill an open seat. Maurice Horton and Marlo Harmon were elected president and vice president in close votes. You can go deeper on the council's first actions last night at RacineCountyEye.com. A free storm spotter training session will be held in Racine County tomorrow. The event at Gateway Technical College will teach storm safety basics and how to report severe weather through the Skywarn program. It's being held from 6 to 8 at Gateway in Racine, and it is free. And another reminder of road work. Starting Monday, Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through late June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. Floor, curb, or gutter, experience. Their experts have you covered. Your home, very best. Conventional Concrete provides an excellence to every project. Notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. On Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Well, the numbers showed it yesterday again in Chicago. The market advisors to steer away from soybeans. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market farm marketing out of West Bend, says it's entirely based on the huge crop they're harvesting now in South America.
And the market's really been screaming at people to not plant soybeans for about 6 months now. And we're seeing that happen as we got a big acre of corn, a big supply of corn acres getting planted for this spring. And that number is probably going to grow a little bit, probably to a near record 96 million acres, and taking away some acres from other crops like soybeans, wheat, cotton, things like that down the line, which doesn't have the profitability for producers. Now, don't get me wrong. At these prices, there's not a lot of meat on the bone, even in the corn market here. But at the same time, at least producers got some investment and some chance given the tighter supply.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says the South American soybean crop is so large that it is actually going to tail off with continued marketings into calendar year 2026 and overlap when U.S. soybeans are normally capitalizing on the marketplace.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese was up 6 at 190. 40-pound block cheese up 3 at 180. Double A butter, quarter of a cent higher, 235 a pound. A Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 44 cents higher, 1808. June was up 27 at 1750. May corn dropped 4 cents at 481. December new crop was up 2 at 464. May beans down 6, 1036. November new crop up a penny at 1030. July new crop wheat was down 6, closed at 556 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand starting off a Wednesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke for the Midwest Farm Report.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your pumping exhilarating action. 25 Queen Marinette River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. Partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 33.
Well, hello, I'm glad to be here. I'm a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 7-year-old. I try to be responsible. I've been married to the same man for 15 years, but we've been having this one fight, and it's now lasted over 8. It started around the year Y2K, and it was all about what century was it. I said it was the 21st century. He said it was the 20th century until the year 2100. That is a fight. And I'm sick of it, so I go up to this stranger on the street, and I'm like, I'm really sorry to bug you, sir, but do you know what century it is? The guy's face just drops, and he goes, I know, I got a bad haircut.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I keep on dancing for. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now? Turn the motor. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Gentrys keep on dancing. It's 7:39. It is a, what is today, Wednesday? Wednesday, it's hump day. It's midweek today. I've got something, a very interesting topic came up. What's a random statistic you wish you knew about yourself? Now, they brought up some of them, which are pretty good. Here are some of the ones we would you like to know how many people had a crush on you? I would. What percentage of your life have you forgotten about? The number of times people liked or hated your gifts. I don't know if I want to know that one. How many lives you've influenced, positive or negative? I'd like to know that. And here's the weirdest one of all. How many murderers have you actually met so far in your life? I don't know. I don't think I want to know. All right, from the movie A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, I Should Have Known Better, here at WRJN. From the movie A Hard Day's Night. If you want to go to the movies, we've got some tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival to give away in just a few minutes here at WRJN. But first, what random little things make you feel great? How about these? Sleeping on clean sheets. Oh, yeah. Feeling the sun on your face. I love that, too. Hearing someone say thank you. Ah, finding money. That's always good. Having time to yourself and listening to WRJN. Well, I added that last one in there, but I'm sure that'll make you feel good. That wasn't in the original script. Sunny today with a high near 43, partly cloudy, lows 36 tonight, partly sunny, highs near 51 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 35 degrees. What a beautiful morning in Radio Park. Ah, all the time they try to take your place. The Backstabbers. Here come the OJs.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. Smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care.
Yeah.
Then it's all you fellas who better beware. Yeah, yeah. So light is out to give your lady a few of your buddies. They sure look shady. Blades are
love the interview. Stab, 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 stab. I think we've all worked with a backstabber now and then, huh? Want to hear my favorite backstabber story real quickly? All right. Worked at a radio station, my first radio station. I was full-time, overnights, and I was like 18, 19 years old. And there was a kid who wanted that job more than me, so he had all his friends send in postcards. This is before, you know, cell phones and computers. Had his friends send in postcards to the program director to get rid of me. They all, horrible things, but they all said the same exact thing on every postcard. So the program director called me and showed it, and he says, I know who's doing this. So it was one of our backstabbers. Turns out the guy became a minister at a church later on, too. And he did apologize. He fessed up to it. He said, yeah, I know. I told him to send in the postcards to get rid of you. Stab, 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 stab. All right, Milton. Festival coming to town. We just had a great interview with Abby Esterline, who's the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Film Festival. Now you got a chance to see it. All right, April 24th through May 8th at the Oriental and Downer Theaters on the east side of Milwaukee. Here's what you need to do. You want a pair of tickets to see any film you want to see in the film festival? Give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. 634-WRJN. I'll say it slowly because people say, you say it too fast. 262-634-9756. You get a pair of Milwaukee Film Festival to see any film you want at the Oriental or Downer Theaters during the run of the festival. I think it's 15 days. Give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past,
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Film Festival. Fest is back. Through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Big girls won't cry.
Classic Four Seasons, Big Girl. Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. Turns out that getting woken up in the morning by a horrible buzzing noise is not the best way to have a great day. Who would have guessed it, huh? The best way to wake up more alert, less groggy, is waking up to a song you like. Yeah, should be an upbeat song, like the music you hear at WRJM. I added that in there, but it's true. Yeah. Here's one of those songs that's fun to wake up to in the morning. It's 7:53, local news, timeless hits, looking for sunshine today with a high near 43 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, and a beautiful day, partly sunny, highs 51 tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 37 degrees here at Radio Park.
My baby love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes.
Loving local news, timeless hits here at WR House, and you want to, but you never know what's underneath it. Hopefully, it's not humans. You don't want that. So, someone posted a photo. Their in-laws ripped up their carpet. You know what they found under the carpet? A huge monopoly painted onto the floor. I love it. Who's going to cover that up? You want to play on that game, don't you? 7:57 at WRGN with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Rock and roll music, and I love to get the chance to play
and sing.
about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say I dig Santa Papa's at the Trip Sunset Strip.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. The United States Postal Service made stamps with the Statue of Liberty on them back in 2011. But the picture they used was not the actual Statue of Liberty outside New York. It was, get this, the Statue of Liberty at a casino in Las Vegas, the New York Casino. Not clear if it was an accident or they just used it because it was a better photo. Yeah, just what I want. The Statue of Liberty with a roulette wheel in the background. That looks good. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is dumping on Harvard, calling it a joke, as the administration begins retaliating against the oldest college in the nation over diversity, inclusion, and classroom curriculums. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
A short time ago on Truth Social, he said they should not be considered an elite university anymore. He said they should lose all of their federal funding, not just the $2.2 billion that he has frozen so far. He slammed some of their hiring decisions.
One Harvard professor says the loss of money may mean people with cancer and other deadly diseases involved in clinical trials will die. Says he's headed to Central America today to try to get answers in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, mistakenly